When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today on Side Hustle School, we're joined by Anthony. He is a dedicated environmental conservationist. I almost said that conservativist. That's not the right way to say it. Conservationist. I got it right. I shouldn't second guess myself. For over 10 years, he's been developing innovative methods in the field and now feels ready to share his insights with a wider audience. So basically what he wants to do is give a TED talk specifically. His aspiration to take the stage at a TED or TEDx event brings him to us today. He's looking for advice on how to break into the platform, especially coming from a non-academic background. So if he wants to give a TED or TEDx talk, or if you perhaps want to, it's actually not that hard, especially with TEDx, just because there are so many of those events still happening all over the world. To get into proper TED is a little bit more difficult, but TEDx, not that difficult. So let's talk about it. What might you do to enhance your presentation skills, craft a compelling talk? How do you apply to events and so on? I'll tell you all about it in a quick action-packed episode. How can I give a TED talk? Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, I'm Anthony, a longtime listener and follower. I've been involved in environmental conservation for over a decade. I've developed some unique methods and ideas that I believe could inspire others. I'm intrigued by the idea of sharing these on a larger platform like TED. How does one prepare for, apply, or get noticed for a TED or TEDx talk, especially when coming from a non-academic background? What steps should I take to refine my presentation skills and content to be suitable for such a prestigious and influential stage?
All right, Anthony, exciting to hear about the idea for a talk. And as I briefly alluded to, I don't think it's that difficult, at least if you're thinking TEDx. If you're thinking the big TED stage, that's hard. You got to kind of wait for them to call, basically. But TEDx, there are, I think, hundreds. It used to be hundreds. I'm not sure what the number is, but a lot of small TEDx events that take place in different cities all over the world all the time. And you know, they need to fill a lot of stage spots. So it's actually not that difficult to get your foot in the door with at least one of those events. Basically, what you want to do is you go on the TED website, and there's usually a smaller website or a page or at least a contact info for all of these other events, and you just reach out to them. Sometimes there actually is a link where you can just go and apply because you know you're not the first person who's thought of an idea that you want to share at TED. But sometimes it's just a contact field. So you contact whoever the local person is and you kind of give them a short pitch. Short pitch is key. Give them a really short pitch, like a paragraph or two. And the idea is to spark a further conversation, perhaps be able to present to the local team and make your wider pitch on why you'd like to be part of it. You can also volunteer to be part of one of these teams. And that might not get you in to giving the talk, you know, the first round, but then the next year that they do the event, you know, they all know you. And that can also be a good little introduction. I know some people who've done it that way. In addition to that, of course, you want to make sure you understand the TED format, typically 18 minutes for the classic talk, but there are shorter ones as well. Develop your presentation skills. There are lots of books and resources on that. Watch a lot of TED Talks. There definitely is a TED format that you're kind of expected to follow, so you need to be familiar with that. So do that research and start reaching out to people, and I hope it works out. Let us know. Listeners, if you have a question, if you're trying to break into something, maybe not a TED Talk, could be something else, we're all about that. Like, we're all about helping people find creative solutions or kind of unravel, like, what is the backstory or the magic behind how something gets featured or not featured. Just let me know. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Much more to come throughout the year. This has been episode 2612. I'll be back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.